Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Vivina with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, the black box of a crashed Australian Army helicopter has been found 10 days after it crashed into the Whitsundays Ocean with four crew on board. According to the Department of Defence, the Royal Australian Navy dive team recovered the box with voice and flight data from the wreckage on Monday. The department says the recovery remains a complicated and difficult operation.
Far-right leader Paul Golding has criticised Brisbane for its multiculturalism and encouraged racial abuse against Brisbane's Islamic community in a post capturing an Ashura procession. Saeed Ali, one of the organisers for Brisbane's Ashura procession, says spreading hate against humanity means you are denying yourself to be a human being. At Ashura, Brisbane's Islamic centres donate blood and cook meals for local homeless people. Golding, a former member of the Fascist National Front, was previously banned from Twitter, yet was permitted to return after Elon Musk bought the platform.
In national news, leading online travel company, Klook, has announced a new animal welfare policy and end the sale of harmful circus-style performances and attractions involving elephants, dolphins, and tigers. The policy will come into effect at the end of October. Klook says, quote, "We hope we can see the company move forward towards eliminating all cruel wildlife attractions from its platform and work towards a fully responsible tourism future."
A trigger warning for this next story, which mentions violence and death of a First Nations person. A 37-year-old man has been charged with murder after allegedly killing a woman in what Western Australian police describe as extreme domestic violence. The victim was found unresponsive with horrific injuries in her home. The mother of three has been remembered as a caring person who made others around her feel safe.
In international news, the South Korean World Scout Jamboree campsite has been evacuated as Typhoon Kanan bears down on the country. Tens of thousands of teenagers from over 100 countries, including 900 Australians, are being relocated from the campsite in Saemunggun. The scouts will be relocated to 8 different South Korean provinces, where they will be accommodated in university, schools and halls.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.